Welcome to War Games and the Sales Genius Podcast. I'm Joe Ingram, your host, where today we're diving into the world of a global business connections with Magena Agarai. I got it, right? From her early days in Albania to becoming a renowned business matchmaker and mentor in New York City. Magena's story is one of ambition, connection, and global impact. Okay, you guys need to know this person. She's a founder of Eagles MA LLC, a celebrated TV host. I saw her the other day. She was doing a fashion show, right? And an author. Magena has mastered the art of creating opportunities and fostering partnerships across the globe. She is remote today, so we talked her into coming up and stepping outside of the event she's at to talk with us today. So she's going to share strategies for limitless networking and her approach to business development and how she helps entrepreneurs achieve their dreams. So prepare to be inspired by Magena's journey and learn how to expand your own networks beyond. Let's get the show started.
Welcome to War Games, hosted by the sales genius Joe Ingram. If you're looking to win the sales battle, then you have joined the right team. In the War Games group, we devise strategies for sales, marketing, branding, mindset, and attitude. We enlist the assistance from the most successful producers across all industries. We then share their knowledge and techniques with you. Our single goal is to get you ready for your next sales opportunity. When it comes to crossing the minefield of sales, step in the footprints of those that have crossed before you. Now, prepare yourself for boot camp and beyond. It's time for the War Games to begin.
Welcome. Let's get things started. JR, the VIP, is in the house as well. JR, welcome. Magena, I want to bring you up on stage, but I want to move us around a little bit so that you come over here. There we go. So, Magena, where are you right now? You're muted. So,
in Miami, there you Florida.
Go. Wow. What are you doing in Miami, Florida?
So there is this growth con from this guy named Grant Cardone. I'm not sure if anybody knows him, but
probably not. Probably not.
Yes. I think I'm the first one who's mentioning his name. So,
right.
Happy to do so.
No, I am honored. Yes. No. If we talk about Grant Cardone, are we contractually required to mention Ken Walls?
Perhaps.
Okay. So perfect. So thank you for stepping out, because I know you came to go drop some wisdom here, and that's costing you the wisdom that's going on in the room. So I want to honor your time, be quick, but also want to get as much as we can for all the people that are here that are watching now or on the replay. Look at this. Brian Galke. Wow, she actually left early for you, Joe.
I believe we are where we're supposed to be.
Nice. Haha, Brian.
Yeah. Right now, Brian, we're glad you're here too, because you're supposed to be here as well.
Right. And he's driving.
He's driving. I love it. But yeah, so I am honored, truly honored to be a part of your global initiative, because as I was watching the introduction, there are so many names that I'm friends with. Mm-hmm. That I recognize, but there's so many more that I know of, but that I'm not connected like without them knowing that I know them. So I am super, super honored to be one of the many you trust with this space, so I can share my 2 cents, I guess, or 5 cents.
Yeah, please. So normally I just let people run off and talk, but I do have a question. Can you share like that pivotal moment that led you to focus on global business connections and founding your company, the LLC, Eagles MA?
Yes, absolutely. I've been in the real estate industry for a decade. And then during COVID, while I was working as a director of business development for a billion-dollar company, I was investing. At first, I thought I was spending, but later I found out that I was actually investing a lot of my time on the social media called Clubhouse.
Brian and I just talked about it today, and it'll look like we talked about it tomorrow because his show's tomorrow.
I love it. So yes. I'm on Clubhouse for years, connecting with people globally because that's where we hang out. There's nowhere else to go in the world except from our apartment into the world. So it was pretty fascinating. And I realized during those times that I was investing there, how little I knew and how many amazing people are in the world that I should know and that I didn't know. And Grant Cardone at the time was hosting a lot of these rooms that I had no idea. Well, I had no idea who he was, but I am very curious. And every time he would enter these spaces in other people's rooms, like rooms would grow like from 200 to 2000 to 5,000. And I'm like, who is this guy? Like, let me check him out. And next thing you know, we follow each other on Clubhouse. And next thing you know, he's hosting this real estate summit. This was 2 years ago. And I'm like, do I really want to go to this real estate summit, learn about multifamily? What is this thing? I had no idea what exit meant, what multifamily meant. Like, I had no idea. Like, I didn't know that multifamily is commercial. I'm in the class A commercial, but that's all office space. I'm like, my goodness, I am clueless. Like, I realized how clueless I was. And at that moment, I was like, I need to do something about this. So pretty much, I wanted to buy a ticket. Tickets are sold out. I'm like, but of course they're sold out because I'm like a last minute person for the most part. But I'm not going to stop there. I said, let me go ask a couple of Grant's friends. So I would reach out to like a Joe. Hey, Joe, can you get me a ticket? I want to pay for a ticket. They're all sold out. And they would come up with these ideas for me, these solutions. And that's where I paused. I said, why am I doing this? This is not what I do. I go directly to the source because I'm friends with the source on Clubhouse. Right. And what's the worst that can happen? Like, I'm always asking. And that's why my website is Ask Megana. So I'm like, I can't be showing up in the world different than what I am showing up in the world as or want to. So next thing, I DM, I send a private message to Grant Cardone on Clubhouse, letting him know that the tickets are sold out. There is a wait list. I need to get into this event. Finally took some time off, got approved. And what's the worst that can happen? He doesn't respond on time. Big deal. But I wasn't going to just like not do something about this feeling, this intuition that was speaking to me. And it kept visiting me. And I said, you can't ignore intuition. Never. So, of course, Grant Cardone responds. He's like, hey, Megana. Boom. Talk to Annie. She'll help you get a ticket. I end up in Miami, Florida, Aventura, sitting at a VIP. Ended up securing seats for about 15 people from Clubhouse that I would meet for the first time in real life that Grant picked up from New Jersey and dropped them in Aventura to have this, to be part of this event. And now everybody's like investing and talking and Grant is speaking and people are sharing their stories of multiple exits and creations and businesses and living passively. And I just sat there, Joe, feeling so disappointed, feeling that I have not honored my parents' sacrifices for bringing me from Albania to New York so I can have a better life than they had. And at that moment is when I decided on the last day of the summit, I joined his real estate club, made a huge investment. That same day, I invested in one of his properties. So I became an LP, a limited partner in a deal in Miami, about 348 units. Units are important, 348. And then I said, what the heck? Let me resign while I'm at it. So I resigned. I gave my 2 weeks notice. I decided not to go to work come January 1st. And my attitude was, watch me where I take life because life is no longer going to take me. This ends today. Like now, this is ridiculous. Like, look at all these superpowers in this house. And there I am. Feeling, wow, six figures job, great title, traveling the country, work in Manhattan, which is like a tiny island, but super vertical, right? 500 million square feet of space, big deal, right? And that's where I said, no more limits. We got to go limitless. And there's one way to find out. We have to do it. We can't just go by someone else sharing their stories. And we take a couple of notes, feeding our egos, be like, yeah, this is great. And then you go back Monday and you fall into that same trap. So that was the moment that actually for me, it was a push, a wake up call, that there was no going back. And the worst that could happen was I would call Joe and he could hire me as one of his salespeople like a couple of years later.
Exactly.
I had plan B already.
Right.
In the back of my mind, of course. Don't think I'm like a risk taker like that, like gambling my future. But I said,
okay, this is the girl, the lady who goes to an event and then literally just quits, sends her 2 weeks from there. But I'm not a risk taker. I'm not that person. Okay, sure. Yeah. But so
what happened.
Again, and I always tell people this, that you have to get out of your traditional environment in order to make the life-changing decisions, right? Mm. You don't wake up and, you know, get out of bed and then go, today I changed my life, right? It doesn't happen that way. You have to be around other people. You have to be in an environment that's almost uncomfortable for you to remain the same, for you to envision yourself in that next capacity. But so Bob Donnell said that was a great story. He appreciates that. Bob is a story guy. So he loves that.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
And Michelle said that was a great perspective. So Brian's a little, you know, upset that you know Ken Walls. So we have to.
I get it. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. So
we just love teasing Ken. So
he's the best.
Yes, he is. We do enjoy it. He's very entertaining. But when you look at it, so I did the same thing. I jumped on to Clubhouse. The first room I go in, it goes, oh, here's your contacts, when it pulled me in. And I was like, okay, boom. And it says Grant speaking. So I was like, click, went in the room. Grant, Damon, John, Ty Lopez, and several other people are talking. And it's like Christmas Day, right? And I'm like, and I'm sitting there listening to this going, I need to grab a notepad. But they started talking about, if you had $100, what would you do to go make your money back? Which ended up becoming someone listening to it and comes up with his undercover billionaire, right? For that show, but it came out of that room on Christmas. But we were just like, I'm like, what? And then I think it was probably like 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I went back and did a Clubhouse room with Grant, Bradley, Jeffrey Gittimer, right? And all of us were in one of the rooms. And I'm like, it's still a great way to connect. The app has changed greatly, so I have no idea how to use it as effectively. But it was a great staple for connecting you with people you wouldn't have naturally got connected to. And I think that was great that you took advantage of that. And so for everybody who's listening, primarily entrepreneurs or people that have to sell things, right? With your experience and what you've gone through, and now you've been in the Grant arena for a couple of years now, right? So you've been around Grant and probably Lisa Copeland and other friends, right?
Yes.
And Elena, who's a beast. Yes.
100%.
So, yeah. And so can you give us some, like, I want to say you have experience in various industries, right?
Yes.
And so for people that are saying, I want to build my network. Like you said, I just got turned on to one person and then you followed that person because you resonated it and went in. Not a lot of people aren't out there doing it, but if somebody has the intention, where do you recommend they go look? What do you say is the key strategy? Because you had a good thing that came up where you said, McGenna, that's not you. Go to the source, right? You stopped and said, cut out the BS of doing things the way traditional people do. What do you recommend for somebody to say, hey, you need to get yourself out there? And what strategies are we using to expand the network and actually finding a meaningful business relationship?
Well, what I always say and have said pre-Grant to date is, one thing to keep in mind is to have no expectations, like zero expectations. And that's how I would start over and over again. When you have zero expectations, but you have very high standards, you will never be disappointed. And if you get disappointed, then what that will do is it will push you back 10 steps, 100 steps, and you may never, ever take action. And that goes for making 5 more sales, 1,000 more sales. And if we lead it back to the days where I would, what you call it, cold calling, like I would call a lot of the clients, I would have 10,000 people list And then I would say, okay, we're going to call. And I would randomly call. And I would say to myself, there's no such thing as a cold call. These are warm calls that we will convert into hot leads and closings, because I'm coming from a place of service to them. I'm not going in taking something from them, because automatically as humans, I don't care how selfish you are or who you are. I truly believe that deep down, every single human being, it's a good human being. And then you add these layers, and I learned later this word called program, that we get programmed. We have to do A so we can get B and C and D. And if we don't, and then the measurement comes into play, and then you're like, all right, I give up. So like clear your head, pick up the phone, make that phone call, being of service to others, because you know there's something that you have that the other person needs or can use for what it is that they're doing in their organization. So with that in mind, even today into the networking space, when you go into all these spaces and you feel overwhelmed, you are the person that knows nobody. I was that person walking into Aventura with in a 1,000 or 2,000 people room, thinking that I knew no one. The one thing that I kept telling myself is, okay, what's important here is that you walk with yourself, with you, with who you are. And even if at the end of day three, you walking out with yourself, you are a winner. But don't leave yourself behind. Make sure you pick yourself with you. Don't leave the person in the room. Don't leave you. You're the most important person. Because if you leave your self there and you leave, you're living empty, you're living lost, and you're going to go and create more chaos in your future life, like the next day and the next day. And then, of course, you will talk other people out of it, and you'll say, oh, what a waste of money. What a waste of energy. This was my rent for 3 months, and there it goes, went to garbage. And it's all because you're creating this thing. So again, I know I'm saying a lot here, but the essence is, if you don't know nobody, it doesn't matter, because you know the most important person in the room, and that's yourself. And the beautiful thing is, when you go into these spaces, you would be surprised what a better version of yourself you're going to meet through the experience on the day one, day two, day three. So this is why I say I don't fully know myself, and I am so okay with it, because I'm never bored. I am constantly looking forward to getting to know a better version of myself, a different version of myself. And even this, knowing things about me that I am not happy with, guess what? I'm aware, and I'm going to do something about it. So go into spaces that you're not familiar. Go into spaces that you believe they're only strangers. I guarantee you, you will meet more people that are like you than they are different than you. And when you go there, guess what? Share your story. And when you share your story without asking anything, but just giving, being abundance of sharing and sharing some more, don't ask permission. Don't be like, man, do I have permission to coach you? I mean, I am a 10X certified business advisor, and it's one of those, because we want to be safe and we want to be in compliance. I get it. But when you are in a free space like that, just be free. Like there's no rules. There's no like, here are my 10 things on the checklist, and this is what I'm going to go with, because you're going to forget all of them.
Yep.
And you're going to do something completely different, and your genuine self is going to be left so behind, and you're going to connect from a checklist, and then you can't sustain that long term. So show up regardless how you dress, how you feel, regardless how you feel about your accent, about your brain, about your knowledge. You show up with no expectations. Keep your standards high. Don't forget yourself in the process. Don't lose yourself in the process. Continue to connect one person at a time, not like 55,000 people around you, one person at a time. Eye contact, shake hands, give hugs, smile, compliment. So bottom line, be human. If you're human, you're going to connect in global levels and beyond, even with other species from other planets. I mean, if you believe in aliens, but jokes aside, dress up, like get up, dress up, show up. And then how you show up, it's one of the key ingredients to now not only connecting, but truly make these connections part of your ecosystem and become part of their ecosystem. Because oftentimes I notice people showing up in these spaces, Joe, and I'm sure you've noticed too, where people show up and then you'll see them in the corner, or you'll see them at that event sitting on that chair for 8 to 10 hours that Grant is speaking. They don't get up. They don't connect with the person to the right, the person to the left. They don't turn like this and be like, hey, I was wondering where the scent was coming from. It's amazing. Like, I don't say something. Oh, you kicked my bag. That was pretty cool. Like, who are, like, whatever. Just break the ice. Get up. When they say there is break time, take full advantage of the break time. Maximize. Truly show up. Tell people that you exist and you're there, not for you. You're there for them. Because if it was just for you, like, you'd probably be okay in the Bronx where I live, or you in California, or wherever JR lives. But here we are showing up in virtual spaces, physical spaces, emotional spaces. So how you show up, it's now the next level. Like, once you're there, the next best thing you need to do is connect, take notes on your cell phone, like red hair girl who's kid goes to Harvard, whatever, because it's quite impossible to remember every single detail about everybody. And what I do, something is that I do, I take pictures, I take selfies with every single person that I connect, and I send them a message immediately, and then I know who's who, rather than, hey, I don't have your contact saved, can you remind me who you are? And again, it takes practice, but unless you continue to show up, you can't, as I say, it can't just rain once and we will have the Amazons. It constantly has to rain. You constantly have to work the land. Like in Albania, we had a vineyard. We constantly worked the land so we could have nice grapes, so we made nice wine. Therefore, we served it to the people that we at our restaurant, and that goes back into sales. Like, create the product, be the product creator. And then people will come to you because you're no longer selling. You are gifting them a lifetime of experiences and knowledge and sacrifices in the process, because it's not easy. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. So I sleep on planes. I take the midnight flight to be in the morning in New York to take 3 meetings, then to get on the night flight to go to Miami, to go to another event. I wear heels. My feet hurt. Thank God for makeup, that we don't look tired. Wear the colors that you feel best at. It's important to feel good so you can look good, so you can feel good. So if bright colors are your thing that pick up your energy, do that. Because seriously, no one wants to see somebody that is moody and grumpy and complaining all the time. Leave complaints for another day. That day is for you to celebrate others, be celebrated, and pour love and love and so much love, and you're gonna get it like that.
Wow.
That's it.
Don't even worry about that, everybody.
The good thing
is, it's the video. You can replay it while you're trying to scribble all the notes like I am. But JR understands the heels and makeup thing.
Okay. We can share notes on that one.
Yes. So one thing I do, you sparked it in me. I remembered. I was like, oh yes. So whenever I meet somebody, I take the selfie and that's their contact photo.
Yeah. Nice.
Right. And so that way I remember I actually met them, because I meet people in events. We swap numbers and they're like, hey, remember we met and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know that we did. And I don't know if they got that from someone else at the event who said, here's the contact info, go get this and do that. But to me, I'm like, oh, if I'm sitting with you and adding you right now with my phone with us, I like your idea, send them the picture. But yeah. I would just use that as the contact photo. So when it comes up, I'm like, oh, we did meet.
And then I
remember where.
Yeah. Something else I do is I write, for example, GC 2024, like GrowthCon 2024, Family Office Club, FOC 2023. Or if we have 10 of them, I add the month and the year, the month and the year. And it helps, like, yeah. I put in initials that I always put the location where I meet people, or not necessarily the state, city, but event, if it's events, and then state, city, or Starbucks, Miami, or something. And our brains are so beautiful. And the more we put them to work, the more they work for us, like the harder they work for us. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Brian's still questioning, because after all that wisdom, you still came on this show. Yes.
Oh my God, who is Brian? I want to meet this guy, Brian.
Yeah, you do.
Are you my my clubhouse friend, Brian? Are you the guy who reads things?
Brian Galke, the face guy.
You're the face. Oh my, Brian, I need to connect with you because I want you to tell me exactly who I am. The things that I don't know.
And just to punish Brian, I'm gonna put you guys in a text group.
So please that you give can, me your give yes. me give me his number. That's what I want.
So normally he says I'm actually taking pictures of people from their bushes. So
remember, he's talking them. I love it. I mean, in Albania, we do the same thing. Stalking
said,
is
yes,
actually
we've
good.
Met. He's subtle skills, Brian.
Messed up. Yes.
So Brian's normally on the show with us, but he's driving today, so we don't let him come on the show.
Oh, okay. Okay. I love it. Yes. Because I saw his picture, I'm like, wait, I think I know this Brian.
Yes, you do. Oh my he looks kind of like JR. It's almost the same.
She was saying colors I look best in, and I'm going, let's see, this is white, so gray, so this is what I used to be, what I wish, I don't care, I don't want it. But Clubhouse Christmas was due to a COVID claustrophobic breakdown, and it focused the energy, and there were so many people in that, and in something else that Joe and I were on frequently, Jeffrey Gittimer had something called 959. And we met every morning, 9:59 Eastern time, around the world.
Which hurts me in California.
Yeah, and she, you were talking about being focused and networking, and that truly, without sounding too new agey, that's where the energy is, because you're multiplying your knowledge. You actually shamed yourself in a positive way, but because you saw their paradigm. And you couldn't even comprehend where the top of, forget about Cardone's, just all the other luminaries.
Yep.
And you have a choice, either shut off or shut up and move on. Mm. So bravo for you.
So, and I'm going to say.
Especially from Albania, such a girl. She's such a success.
Human beings can be so comfortable, and I feel that that's what happened to me. And then you say success, and I'm like, let's measure it. And then I'm like, okay, have I done this for my family, for my friends, for my community? And I'm like, oh my God, like, I know so little. I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. So I don't know, but as far as success, I think JR, success is when we continue to show up for everybody. That's success. It's not like just starting and then pausing and then doing something else and then we're like, okay. But I like how you said it. Like, did you say like positively shaming yourself? Like, is that what you said? I love it.
It's right in front of you, and it's like, because when I was, don't worry, Joe, I'm not going down that road. When I was a young lad, I went to a Cinerama, and it was Grand Prix, and I was in a car at age fourth grade, and there were three cameras, so it was all around, and I walked out of there, and I said, I can do that. And Joe knows I'm obsessed with high performance cars, because I'm doing it.
Yes. And if you look at it, what I want everybody to look at is, I don't believe you pick up an energy that she's being fake. Okay? If you're sitting here watching and go, she's so fake, you've got issues, right? Because again,
I'm like trying to plug the computer. Oh, there's God, nothing fake here. Oh, there you go.
She's walking on faith. Yes. So if you look at it, though, she's genuinely her. And one of the things you said was, right, you go into it, you have no expectations. I got notes, right? You were arriving in service. And I think that's a huge thing, that when your mindset is in the mode of service, you are more genuinely you. And one of the things I wrote down, too, is carry you with you, right? And so, because you said you're going to walk in with you, and when you walk out, you're walking out with you. See, oh, look who heard we were talking about him. Ken Walls. Yes. But no, when I look at that, I say, that's fantastic. And if you are genuinely there to meet people, like you said, because I've been to these events where the person is like this the whole time, right? They're on their phone, or they're more interested in, can I take a picture of what's going on instead of me actually learning something while I'm here? Because I believe if you go into it one way, you should come out elevated. That's the whole point, you were there. And it could just be, it's because you learned what not to be from the person sitting next to you. And so, you know, Ken Walls says, what's up to Brian? But he also said, love me some McGinna. Yeah. So, but perfect. So you are muted again.
I am.
Brian, don't be texting and driving, Brian. Seriously.
That's right, Brian.
Or be on the show and park on the side of the... Can right. move to Texas to be closer to me. I love it. He gives credit to himself.
Yes.
I love it.
But so, perfect. I know you need to go back. I want to say thank you.
Again, sure. if you want me to hang out a little bit longer.
Okay.
I didn't set up all this mini office here for like 2 minutes. I mean, I'm kind of liking this. But if you have more questions, if you want me to share anything else, happy to.
JR, do you have a question?
When you were talking about the characteristics, you were talking about the servant attitude, networking with everybody, finding out the nature of the beast and curing the problem, so to speak. But the important thing that I thought was glossed over that you said about, I guess it might have been initially in Albania with your family restaurant, quality sells. Quality sells. So create value and that people will come is what I heard. And that's so good.
Megan is the best Albanian cook. This guy is funny.
Yes.
Well, I believe in that and JR and something else that I would like to share. So I am in the space, right? I'm in the multifamily space. And because there's so much value being shared from many success stories and failing forward stories, I'm thinking to myself, how can I be this person to the people in my ecosystem? And I'm a true believer that you have to be a consumer first. Mm-hmm. If you're not a consumer first, the energy will not be the same. And I decided that before I went on this journey of sharing with, even on my way from LA on the 24-hour trip for that fashion show that you mentioned, Joe, the driver is asking what it is that I do because I'm showing up in like, not clothes that you go to an airport normally, like I have heels and nothing airport-like. I look like I just came out of an event, but of course I had a plan. I'm gonna go and change at Delta Sky Club and then go to the, like I had it all planned out. So he's like, hey, so what do you do? And then I'm like, oh, wow, okay, how long do we have? Because I can talk forever. I'm like,
how long is this ride?
How long is this ride? 15 minutes. And then, and again, I know it's funny, but you know why I think I asked that question? Because I'm trying in that moment to share the story that's going to help him, that's going to make sense to him. And to him, it's not, oh, actually, I'm a 5X best-selling author. I bring women from all over the world, and I just convert them into authors. And guess what? I'm not even an author myself. I'm simply a storyteller. What? How? But he's a driver. I'm thinking, young guy, driver, drives beautiful car. I'm like, investment. This guy needs to know about investment. So how can I not think it for myself? Because I can go this in many different directions. So I'm like, oh, investing in real estate. And also on my TV show, where we bring businesses, we help them raise funds. And then we also find these investors that for the first time in history get to be part of private placements, where back in the day was a thing for the wealthy. And he's like, oh, he's like, tell me more. I want to know more. Let's connect on Instagram. And then I start telling him about 2 years of learning multifamily. I congested it in a 5-minute conversation with a guy. He's like, and how much do I need to invest? And I go back to being a consumer first. If I didn't invest first in self, going to this event, learning from Grant, and showing up for 3 summits a year, because you can't just show up once and become a master and qualify yourself as such as the expert. But in addition, let me put at risk my own money that I worked so hard for, making $7 an hour, working 3 jobs Monday through Sunday, no days off, hiding the money in buckets of flowers in Ziplocs because we had no bank, spoke no English, could not go to college until I was 24, and I've been playing catching up. Like, you can't just have the same passion when you share from the heart if it wasn't your experience. I can't possibly convince people on Joe's vision. I don't know what Joe went through. I'm not God. I'm a part of God, but I'm not God, simply. So being a consumer first was the first thing that I needed to do in order for me to go back to my brother, my mother, my mom, my dad, and be like, okay, this is what I've learned. I've already made the investment. There's distributions coming. I'm learning the terms and I understand what this looks like. And it may not be a full exit cycle, like a 7 year, because we're not going to wait 7 years so that I can go tell the world, but at least I can make the first five steps, be comfortable, and then share with some people in the car that these are the steps that I followed. And it could be a little different for you. But I told him, look, you need to pick up weekend shifts, because his reaction was, wait, how much? I said, this much. He's like, that's a lot of money. And literally, Joe, I just paused because I'm getting out of the car. And I said, look at me. That is not a lot of money. And I got so serious and I was hurt at that point. I'm like, oh my God, he can't think like that. I'm like, one day, I said, you're going to remember me and you're going to say she was right. That's not a lot of money. I said, do what you have to do. Pick up weekend shifts. Take that money. Save it, because all you need to make this up, it's only $5,000. What is $5,000 for an Uber guy with a beautiful car like you? Pick up the shifts, set it aside, set it. He's like, oh wow. Okay. And I'm like, and if you want to make this conversation worth it for us, I need you to reach out to me. I need you to register on this link. And I need you to take the first step of simply registering and getting familiar, just learning, not even investing, but just make that first step. So be a consumer first. Then it's going to be a lot easier for you to explain it, because you understand the process better. And as a result, there will be a few that will still not be fearless right away, but they will sleep with it. They will wake up with a feeling, and they may not necessarily take action, but for sure they will encourage somebody else, because it's crazy how us humans believe in the strength of others before we believe in ours. So that knowledge would never go to waste. That's why I'm like, how much time do we have? Because I can talk 10 hours to you or 2 minutes, and something good is going to come out of it. Hopefully, hopefully. Not too much confidence here, but hopefully it will.
Oh yeah. Not a lot of confidence at all. Come on. That was amazing. So our buddy Bob, who's usually on as well, threw out a question. He's really good at questions. So Magana, what do you believe your greatest value that you bring to a room or a conversation?
Ooh, without a doubt, my generosity. Without a doubt.
Yeah, look at that, Bob. She was like, that wasn't even a tough question.
No, it's not. I know it to be true. And I have broken partnerships because, one, I have not seen the generosity on their end, and it doesn't have to be the same. It can never be matched. Or two, you try to take it away from me, and it's part of my identity in this world. And it's not my soul, because again, if you believe in coming back on earth for thousands of years as a different shape or form, personality, like your zest, your true essence, it's who you are. So, and I am convinced that no matter how many times I come into this earth, generosity, it's got to be one of the key ingredients that makes me. That's the value I bring, because I would invest, Bob, six figures into the last 2 years, my savings, with no paycheck coming in, and watching that bank account dropping and dropping and dropping, and then my family support keep going. You're in this great journey. My mom is my number one supporter. And what a great feeling that I get to talk to a cab driver that I may never see again in my life about what I've learned in 2 years without holding back information, versus having that mindset, oh, well, I learned this. he's got to go to the to that same journey and learn it. Why should I tell him? Like, really? Oh my God! Like, that's stingy. That's how far is that mentality gonna get you? Now, we're not talking about the Pepsi recipe here, the billion-dollar company. Like, go give it away. That's not what we're saying here. But when you are generous, I say, and I even created a quote saying, generosity is a key ingredient when you bake a relationship. If you want to have relationships, if you have to be generous, generous with your smiles, generous with your touch on the shoulder, generous with your hugs, generous with jokes, generous with information, generous with your people. Like I always say, I am now, and I will say this right now, today at 5:43 Eastern, I feel a lot wealthier, and I am a lot wealthier than I was yesterday, because guess what? I didn't know JR yesterday, but because I know him, guess what's happening in my life? I am becoming a stronger source because I have one more human being in my ecosystem that I get to share with everybody else that I know. And I get to say, wait, hold that thought. I am not an expert. I wouldn't know a thing about this, but I know somebody who does. JR, meet ABC person. And I'm like, whew. So that's a form of generosity. Joe, Nigena, I would love to have you on my show. And there I am questioning myself. Am I knowledgeable enough? Am I good enough to be on that show? But of course, if Joe decides that I am, who am I to question it? You already decided for us. And that's a form of generosity. So you're doing it. So why can I not do it? And then everybody else should do it. So we can make the world a very, very tiny place. And it's our choice to say, God, the city, it's so big. And I turned around and I told this girl, I said, no, I said, New York City is as big as you want it to be and as small as you want it to be. The choice is yours. You either connect every opportunity you get or you don't. That's the difference. And that's why the world is the same. And that's why, Bob, I believe the biggest value I bring is generosity in the purest form, in the tiniest particles, or in abundance. It doesn't matter. Just give.
That's fantastic. Phenomenal answer. So fantastic. We gotta shut it down. It's 2:45. I want you going back and being generous with everybody that's there, right?
Or just take a nap. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, or she's just gonna collapse going, I have no sleep. Yes, and gone. But thank you so much. I encourage everybody, go out, find her on social media. Her name is rather unique. You can find her, right? And then jump over to askmagena.com. It's been scrolling across the bottom. So go out, reach out to her, connect. She's genuinely this interesting all the time. You know, if you go to Instagram, she goes live every day.
Today, I'm going to go live after this, and I'm going to dedicate it to our session with JR. He has phenomenal energy. So I'm kind of like getting chills. I'm like, there I like this go. Guy.
Okay. I love this gal. Yeah. I want you to book her again, Joe.
So
thank you so much. Great response. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Bob. Awesome. I'm excited. Yes. Thank you so much.
Everybody, I want you to go out and sell something.
Yeah, sell yourself.
Ooh, I like that. I got arrested for that once, but let's not talk about that.
Rental.
Keep going.